Now let us solve some problems from ABC method costing, activity based method costing. As you all know, since you have gone through the video of the second chapter, first chapter and the third chapter, in the first chapter I have explained how in traditional costing method we used to distribute the expense, we used to charge the expense to various product of a company, right, till the direct expense. There is no problem for distributing the direct expense or to calculate the direct expense of each and every product. That means raw material, labor and direct expense, that gives you prime cost. So till prime cost, company was not facing any problem to calculate the total cost of the product. Right? After that, whatever expense you incurred in factory overheads or admin overheads or selling overheads, that we used to collect. Means we used to accumulate separately factory, admin and selling, and then after getting the total of all factory expense, selling expense and admin expenses, that we used to absorb to various product by various methods. Because of which we find that the method which we follow for absorbing the expense to various product creates some problem which will not be able to give you an accurate picture of the total cost of the product. Now, my friends, there is a method called, a technique called activity-based costing. Now, since you have already are familiar with what is activity-based costing, in traditional costing method, when I explained you with one example in a video of first chapter, in that I have taken three product example, right? First, the calculation of direct material, direct labor, direct expense for all the product was very simple for every company because they can find out that cost very easily without any problem or difficulties. So till prime cost, there is no problem at all for any company to calculate the cost of their product, of each product line. Till prime cost. Prime cost means direct material plus wages plus overhead. Then the overall factory expenses, admin expenses, the overall expenses of the production is divided in on the basis of function or on the basis of department or on the basis of cost centers. So we taken an example in that I have divided the whole expense on the basis of function. So factory overheads, admin overheads, selling overheads and sales and distribution, sales and service overheads, right? So in that we allocated some of the expenses, we portioned some of the expense. By adding all that, by doing that, we got the total of factory expense, total of admin expense, total of selling and distribution expense and total of sales and service. Then after that, this expense of total function, various function, has to be distributed among all the product. So in traditional costing method, we followed certain percentage, certain units, either on the basis of production or on wages. So at the end, when I calculated and distributed all the expense and absorbed all the expense to various product, means I have charged all the expense to the various product, what came into our mind that, sir, this method of calculation, whether it is traditional method, is not appropriate. Why? Because it is not giving the accurate cost of the product. Because there are some expense which is not incurred for that particular product, but we have charged that expense. There are some services which is used by a particular product more than the other, but still it is charged proportionately. So I think at the end of the day, the method which you are using in traditional costing method does not give an accurate cost. So to overcome, to remove that difficulties, activity based costing method was introduced. So on the basis of that, we are distributing the expenses not on the basis of any production level or labor hours or sales amount or something like that, but we are calculating, we are distributing all the expense on the basis of cost drivers. Means every expense will be divided among the base, on the basis of cost drivers. Now I have taken an example of one sum in which I will do traditional costing method ka calculation also, and I will use activity based costing method also, and both the methods, see how difference it makes to the cost of the product, particular product, you can see in the example. So this is the example, product A. Now I have to distribute this expense. budgeted handling charges, which is 1,74,000. I have to distribute this expense among both the product. So budgeted handling charges in traditional costing method, I may distribute this on the basis of total wages hour, total labor hours. So let us find how the calculation goes for by traditional costing method. So just see, in traditional costing method, I will divide this budgeted handling charges 1,74,000 on the basis of total labor hour. Now find out the total labor hours. How? See, labor hours per unit is 870. How many hours, how many units you have produced? This is direct labor hours for per unit, one unit, I repeat. So 870 into 20 for A plus 870 into 20 for B. So that will give me, let us again, I will write sort of bigger so that there will be no problem in saying total hours, means labor hours, is equal to 870 into 20 for A plus 870 into 20 for B. Now please help me in the calculation. I want you to help me in the calculation. Multiply this and multiply this. Whatever answer is there, it is, I think, what is the answer? Can you help me in giving the answer? No, again you are not going to help me. Okay. So, according to me, it is 35,800 hours, total hours. You can check now from your calculator. But I would request you, please use Indian calculator, don't use Chinese calculator, otherwise it might give you wrong answer. Okay, so on the basis of total hours, I will divide that expense. So, wage rate means budgeted handling charges. Budgeted handling charges per unit is equal to total budgeted handling charges divided by total labor hours. That gives you 5 per unit. That gives you rupees 5 per unit. If you are not helping me, then also Dev Mahadev is helping me. So don't worry about that. Right, so 5 rupees. Now for product A, what will be the cost? You know, since it has produced 20 units into 870 hours per unit into 5 rupees. So what will be the cost as per traditional cost method? 87,000. What will be the cost for A? 20 units into 870 into 5 rupees. That gives you 87,000. This is the total cost. And so I have to find per unit cost of A. That gives me 80,700 divided by 20. So what will be the cost? 4,350. It is 4,350. 174,000 divided by 3,500 per unit cost is 5. I have to find out the total cost of A, that is 20 into 870 into 5. That gives me 87,000 divided by 20 units of A. So what is the cost per unit is 4,350. Similarly, it will be for B also, because B is also having 20 units 870 into 5. So for B also it will be coming 4,350. So this is how for traditional costing method. Now friends, let us understand the activity based costing method calculation as well as traditional costing method calculation with the help of this problem. So I am doing this sum first with traditional based costing method, and I will let you know how the calculation goes and how, what will be the cost per unit as per traditional costing method. Now in this example, budgeted handling charges 1,74,000. I have to distribute, I have to charge to both the activity A and B. Now how it is calculated? So first I am going with traditional costing method. Which method? Traditional costing method. In traditional costing method, the budgeted handling charges will be divided. Total budgeted handling charges divided by total labor hours. This is the formula I am going to apply in order to calculate the rate of handling charges on the basis of labor hours in traditional costing method. Right. So for that, I have to find out the total labor hours which is utilized by the company for both the product. So let us find first the total labor hours. That is equal to, for A, it is 870 per unit. This is labor hours for one unit. How much units have produced? 20. So 870 into 20, that gives you 17,400 units. Sorry, hours. 17,400 hours. Plus, for B also, 870 same. 870 into 2. 870 into 2, again it gives me 17,400 plus 17,400. Now can you help me in the total? That gives you 34,800. Please check if I am wrong. Yes, I am telling you, and use calculator of Indian country. Don't use calculator from China. Otherwise the answer will come wrong. We have experienced that. So this is my total labor hours. Now find out the rate. So budgeted handling charges. Now rate per hour is equal to, total budgeted handling charges is 1,74,000 divided by 34,800. That gives me ₹5 per hour. That gives me ₹5 per hour. So I'll be charging this material budgeted handling charges at the rate of ₹5 per hour per unit. So let us take the total cost for A. So for A, what will be the total cost? 870 hours into 5 rupees for how many units? 20 units. Now can you help me in finding the amount of this? What is the amount of this? Can you help me in finding the amount of this? Tell me. 870 into 20 gives you what? Gives you what? See, it is very simple to calculate. See, this is 100. 5 into 20 is 100 into 870. That is equal to 87,000. Right? 87,000. Now, this is the total handling charges which is charged to B. I want per unit. So, how much unit I have produced? This is total charges. This is total charges. I have to find out per unit. So I will divide it with number of units produced. That is by 20. That is your answer. So if 0, 0 is cancelled, 2, 4 is a, 2, 3 is a, 6, 2, 5 is a. So answer is 4, 3, 5, 0. So what is per unit handling charges? 4, 3, 5, 0. This is as per traditional costing method. Per unit cost will be 4350. Now the same sum I'll be doing with activity based costing. Now in activity based costing, the total cost is not divided by any labor ratio or labor hours, but in activity based costing, every cost activity, the amount of cost at any activity will be divided by the cost drivers. So in this, the drivers is given, handling charges moves per unit. For A, it is 6 times they have handled the, for A, the services which is rendered by A, product A is 6 times, and the services which is rendered by product B is 14 times. So according to that, the handling charges will be divided. The handling charges will be divided with total number of handling moves. That will become the cost structure, cost drivers. So let us do some that calculation. See, I am just rubbing it out since you have already copied the thing. So my rate per move per move is equal to 1,74,000 rupees. 1,74,000 rupees divided by total number of moves. Total number of moves, that is 20. So now can you give me the rate per move? 2 8s are 16, 2 7s are, that is, I think, 8,700 units. 8,700 rupees. If I am not wrong, please correct me. If I am not wrong, please correct me. It is 8,700. Yes, so this is per move. So for A, what will be the charges for A? Because 8,700 per move into 6 will be charged to A, because A has taken 6 times service. So what is the answer for that? 6 zeros are 0, 6 zeros are 0, 6 sevens are 42, 4, 6 eights are 48, plus 4, 52. If I am have made any mistake, please correct that thing, because I want you to help me this calculation, because this is becoming harder and harder for me. So it is a request for you. So from me to your people who are watching this video, please help me. Is it right? Thank you. Thank you. Everyone is saying, sir, it is right. Thank you very much. Now, cost per unit, that is 52,200 divided by 20. So what is the charges which is charged to per unit? 2 2s are 4, 2 6s are 12. So for A, the cost is 2610. In that, it was near about 4000 something, right? The previous example in traditional costing, the cost per unit for A was 4000 something, right? But in this, it is 2610. Let us see for B. For B, 8700 into 14. Now, can you help me in getting this answer? 8700 into 14. Actually, this is a difficult calculation for me. Can you help me in this? Yes, I am just telling it to you who is watching me. I am just telling it to you. Right? What is the answer? What is the answer? 1,02,000. Yes, tell me. 1,21,007. Sorry, 8. Yeah, thank you. I am getting the answer. 0,0. Wow, thank you very much. See, telepathy is so strong. I can see you, and from your inner voice is coming to me directly. Thank you very much. Divide. Now, this is the total cost which is borne by B. Divide with number of units produced by them. So, number of units cancel. 2, 6 are 12. 0, 2 9s are 18. So for B, the cost will be 6090. For B, the cost will be, so this is how, see, at the, in the previous calculation for both the product, the cost was 4000 something. It was 4350, right? Because in the previous calculation. But as per activity based costing, the same expense is divided on the basis of cost drivers. So since A has taken more service, so they will be, since B has taken more service, they will be charged more, and A has taken less service, they will charge less. So in this way, we have divided the expenses. So according to ABC method costing, there is no such expense called fixed expense. Every expense are variable. So this is one of the example on which activity based costing method, on which the expenses are charged to the product with the help of cost drivers, not on the basis of any labor ratio or unit production ratio. So I hope you understood this thing. So by this, I have completed your midterm exam portions along with sums and chapter. Hope you enjoyed the best, and see you in the next term, that is end term, with the new topics. Thank you very much.